Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
We often think about how many calories are in food, but we don't often think about how many calories are in wine and sort of food equivalents in calories between food and wine. And people at Food and Wine have done exactly that.
Yes, executive wine editor Ray Isle worked up this kind of crazy little chart in the March 2011 issue. Shows the equivalent in calories of fast food favorites and glasses and or bottles of wine. All calculations are based on 5-ounce glasses of wine, and all of the wines are at least 14.5% alcohol. The results really threw me for a loop.
Well, let's alternate. I'll start with the first one. For 190 calories, you can either have one Krispy Kreme glazed donut, or you can have 1.5 glasses of 2008 Saddleback Cellars Pinot Blanc. Ding, ding, ding on the Pinot Blanc.
You know where our affections are going to lie. Although the next one is an In-N-Out burger. And the joke in my house is that when we were in San Diego this summer and I wanted so desperately to try a famous In-N-Out burger, the only time we saw the franchise was after we had already eaten. So I've yet to try one of these. But anyway, an In-N-Out burger is 390 calories, 3 1/3 glasses of 2009 Blackstone Sonoma Reserve Pinot Noir are also 390 calories.
That's most of a bottle.
Which is maybe better than I just have a glass of wine and not have an In-N-Out burger.
That's possible. Or 3.5 glasses of wine.
Well, yeah.
For your 500-calorie investment, you can eat one large McDonald's French fries, or you can have, I think this is marvelous, 4.5 glasses of 2006 Farniente Cabernet Sauvignon, and that is Farniente. I mean, that's a bottle of wine, basically, and that's, rather delightful for your $500 calorie investment.
At our next level, which is 775 calories, that will give you a Taco Bell taco salad with salsa. I actually have to say I've never in my life eaten at a Taco Bell, but this would be a Taco Bell taco salad with salsa, or, and I think this is the much better deal, 1 1/4 bottles of 2009 Charles Krug Carneros Chardonnay.
And finally, this is amazing that you could have a breakfast that would be 2,090 calories. That's basically what you would eat in a whole day, more or less. Friendly's Caramel Cinnamon Swirl French Toast Breakfast, you could have that for your 2,090 calories. Or, if you could afford it, an entire double magnum of 2002 Dom Perignon.
And that, they note, is 12.5% alcohol.
I think also the Dom Perignon is probably more expensive than the Friendly's Caramel Cinnamon Swirl French Toast Breakfast.
And think of how many people you could share that double magnum of Dom with.
That's true.
Versus your breakfast.
Fast food versus wine. Now, they don't talk about what the wine is going to do to your liver, but they also don't talk about what the fast food would do to the rest of you. If you're interested in this, you can find it in the March 2011 issue of Food and Wine. It makes for interesting thinking. And for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.